It's that time again. It is that time again. The last time I talked about Megan Rapinoe, which was probably, I don't know, 6 months ago, the last time I talked about her, I thought would be the last time I would ever have to talk about Megan Rapinoe. The reason being, she's irrelevant. At least to me, she's irrelevant in my world. If you're a part of the LGBTQ community, I'm sure Megan Rapinoe is a hero for you, which is fine. That's fine. I mean, she is an accomplished woman. I can't take that away from her. I'm sure Megan Rapinoe is a lovely woman, too. By the way, just in case you're wondering, it is politically correct to use the pronoun she when talking about Megan Rapinoe. I am using the proper pronoun. She lets us know on her Instagram account that she is, in fact, a woman. You know, just in case you were wondering, just in case you didn't know by looking at her, Megan Rapinoe is, in fact, a woman. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, and we know which proper pronoun to use, let's get into this foolery that Megan Rapinoe is once again spewing. I feel like we've been down this road before. I don't remember what my video was on the last time I talked about Megan Rapinoe. Pretty sure it's probably the same thing that we're talking about today. HBO Max dropped the trailer this morning for what the woke media is calling the highly anticipated documentary LFG. If you don't know what LFG stands for, look it up on Google. I'm not going to say it here because I don't want to lose half my ad revenue on YouTube. But just to give you a little hint, the L stands for let's, the G stands for go, and you can use your imagination as to what the F stands for. This highly anticipated documentary, which by the way, how in the hell is this highly anticipated? Before today, I had never even heard of this documentary. Maybe I'm out of the loop, but I'm positive. For something to be highly anticipated, the majority of people need to be looking forward to it. I don't know anyone who's talking about this documentary, but I digress. The film is about the U.S. women's national soccer team. The tagline for the documentary should tell you all you need to know about this masterpiece. The tagline reads, "Equality is the final goal." Ooh, equality. I'm getting the chills just thinking about it. There's that damn word again, the favorite word by wokers everywhere, equality. In this case, the equality Megan Rapinoe was talking about is equal pay for men and women in sports. In the trailer, Megan Rapinoe says that women get paid less to do the same job. There's a woman on there, Jessica McDonald, and she really wants your sympathy. You won't believe this, but even though she's on the U.S. national soccer team, she has to coach as well to make ends meet. She says her child care is more than her paychecks. Really? Really? That must be some damn expensive child care. I did some research. Something wokers are allergic to doing because most of the time, research doesn't fit their agenda. The average player on the women's national team makes $40,000 a year. Now, to be fair, that's not a lot of money, but that's about $800 a week. In the United States, the average cost for childcare is $847 a month. Clearly, Jessica McDonald is misinformed, or she's just straight lying. One of the two, because her child care isn't more than her paycheck, unless she has, what, five kids or something like that. And if that's the case, that's her own fault. Now let's get into the fact that Megan Rapinoe believes that female athletes should be compensated on the same scale as their male counterparts. This is really a simple notion to dispel. Very easy. All of you have heard of supply and demand. The truth is, there is very little demand for women's sports in this country. Now, you can call that misogyny. You can say that there is a bias in sports when it comes to women. Call it whatever the hell you want to call it. It doesn't change the fact that the demand for women's sports is just not there. How often do you hear about the WNBA? My guess is never. The WNBA averages about 357,000 viewers on ESPN and the family of networks at ESPN. NBA regular season games average anywhere from 5 to 7 times that number, which explains why the average woman in the WNBA makes about $221,000 a year, and the average NBA player makes $7 million. You see how that works? The NBA makes more money, therefore, their players make more money. Supply and demand. Now, is it the same case when it comes to soccer? Is women's soccer as popular or more popular than men's soccer? In 2019, the top 5 men's soccer games in terms of television audience averaged 434,000 people. The women, 347,000. And you wokers out there, before you come up with the excuse that the men's games were on better TV networks, that's not the case. All the games, both men and women, were on either ESPN or Fox. But let's dig a bit deeper. The women's national team won their 4th She Believes Cup back in February of this year. Now, if you're wondering what the She Believes Cup is, don't ask me. I don't have a damn clue. Now, when they won, they broke viewership records on TV. The game was watched by 498,000 people. The U.S. men's team, they played Mexico last week. Their game drew damn near 4 million, nearly 10 times the amount of the women's audience. And the men's game was on Univision, a channel most Americans don't watch. Hell, the U.S. men's team is outdrawing most NBA playoff games. And Megan Rapinoe wants to claim the women should be paid the same as the men? Give me a break. It's not like the dudes on the men's soccer team are breaking the bank either. The average player on the U.S. men's team makes about $60,000 a year. Someone please tell me, where is the injustice? Where's the inequality? I've said this a million times. In a capitalistic economy, there is no such thing as equality. Only the strong survive. If Megan Rapinoe wants equal pay to the men, then she needs to find a way to draw an equal audience. Then they would get equal pay. You're not going to hear any of this, though, from the woke sports media or the woke media in general. All of these facts that I just gave you, you won't hear that from the media. They're too busy building up Megan Rapinoe as some sort of hero. What the hell is so heroic about demanding money that you haven't earned? I didn't know that was heroic. This is another example of the woke media not doing their job. It took me all of 30 minutes to find all the information that I just gave you today. 30 minutes. The media knows why women aren't paid equal to men in sports. They know. They're just not going to tell you because it doesn't fit their woke agenda. There is no bias in sports against women. If the demand was there for women's soccer, the money would follow. Let me give you an example. Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey made millions in her short time in the UFC. You know why? Because people were willing to pay to watch her fight. Supply and demand. Of all the UFC pay-per-views in the history of the sport, Ronda Rousey has 2 of the best-selling of all time. She's not the only woman either. Amanda Nunes, Holly Holm, Chris Cyborg, Misha Tate, all women, all millionaires thanks to the UFC. Once again, people were willing to pay to see them fight. That's how it works. There is no conspiracy. There is no one holding women back in sports. If women's soccer were popular, the networks would be lining up to bid for the broadcast rights. But when an audience of 498,000 is the most watched event in your sports history, that should tell you all you need to know. All right, what do you guys think? Should women in sports be paid equal to the men when they don't draw the same audience? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.